Jennifer Warren, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you so much, Laura. It's a pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
So there's been a lot of focus on these Democratic superdelegates, but Republican National Committee members, about 160 of them, can also vote for whoever they want, a small number. But has this ever come up, Jennifer, as a point of contention?
Well, actually, I, with all due respect to your guests, I have to correct them because that's actually not the case. There are 168 members of the Republican National Committee. And as he indicated, Chairman, National Committee Man, National Committee Woman, and then, you know, U.S. Virgin Islands and Guam and some of the other areas that come in. So we have 168 of us. None of them are superdelegates. All of the delegates are, it is figured out under Rule 16 in advance how those delegates will be apportioned through the states. Winner take all, or here in New Hampshire, we're a proportional state. So the National Committee Man, National Committee Woman, and myself, we don't get to just support whomever we please.
I see.
We will be, we call us at-large delegates. We will be assigned proportionally as per the Secretary of State.
In your own particular state. Okay, so those, again, small number, 168 of you, cannot vote for whoever you want. All right.
No.
Well, I did want to ask you about...
And just to be exactly clear, each state has had to, we refer to Rule 16. It's Rule 16 under the RNC rules. Each state had to submit a plan in advance to the RNC as to how all of our delegates were going to be, you know, apportioned. So I don't know the exact language in every single state across the country, but none of those 168 get to just hang out there and wait and be courted, you know, for example, by candidates as we go into the convention. They've all been apportioned in some manner. And here in New Hampshire, we are a proportional state. Every candidate that received 10% or more of the vote, you know, got a proportional amount of delegates, and the Secretary of State will assign those three at-large delegates, the committeewoman, committeeman, and chairman, proportionally.
So, and I want to ask you, Jennifer, if I could please, about this 10% popular vote threshold rule, since you mentioned it, mm-hmm. when it comes to the delegate tally. Now, most states have this. In fact, a lot of states have more than 10%.
Right.
But this was an eye-opener for me. Just explain how this works.
Well, you know, it's really important to us here in New Hampshire that, you know, when you kind of think about what's at the core, what it's all about in New Hampshire to begin with, what is the first in the nation, you know, tradition about? It's about giving everybody a chance to come here and make their argument and possibly, you know, sway and win the support of voters across our state. And so, you know, we're really very pleased to have a lower threshold. We think that that's fair. And we've tried to be, as we've gone through this process, and as your guests in the studio, I'm sure, understand, every 4 years you go to convention on both sides of the aisle, and the rules are reexamined and they're changed in some way, and sometimes, you know, big changes, sometimes small changes. But I, you know, this is, I believe that this is an appropriate place for us to be, so that when candidates come here and they work hard and they earn that, you know, bit of the vote, they get their delegates and they have the opportunity to move on to future states if they so choose. So what we see as being the difference now between, and far be it from me to suggest that the Democratic Party should do everything the way the Republican Party does it. However, what we see as being a dramatic difference here, the super delegates as opposed to the at-large delegates have significant sway over who the nominee becomes. And it just so happens that the results here in New Hampshire created a real magnifying glass on the disparity and what I've called the very undemocratic process of the Democratic Party.
And we'll definitely talk about that with Ray Buckley. He's going to be joining us a little bit later. So just to clarify this 10% threshold, so Donald Trump, the big winner here in New Hampshire, he gets his own duly won delegates based on his popular vote.
Mm-hmm.
But now he also gets the delegates, or at least the vote tally leading to delegates for Fiorina, Ron Paul, Chris Christie, and anybody else who got less than 10%. So added up, that's a big boost for Mr. Trump.
I think Mr. Trump is, I haven't seen the exact final numbers. I haven't gotten an official report from the Secretary of State's office, but I believe that Mr. Trump is at 10 delegates. I don't want to say that in blood, but that's where I think that we are.
Yeah.
And I think again that proportional distribution of delegates is a fair way to keep, you know, to move the process forward. And I appreciate that you'll have the opportunity to discuss the difference between the two when Mr. Buckley comes on, but I am suspecting he will not highlight the difference, you know, the fact being that these superdelegates on the Democrat side, you know, if you when you look at the difference between the votes, let's say Bernie Sanders won by 40,000 votes more than Hillary Clinton. Each one of those superdelegates is going to carry the weight of 10,000 New Hampshire voters when you go into the convention. I don't think there's even an attempt there to try to be fair and make sure that the people's voice is heard in the process. That is, it's like the living, breathing example of establishment taking over and deciding who the nominee is going to be.
Well, and that's why we're looking at this hour, because there has been a lot of consternation. But I did want to highlight also, again, some of the rules on your side, Jennifer Horn. And I really I appreciate you being with us today. It's confusing. Thank you for helping us untangle a little bit.
I do appreciate the opportunity. I hope everybody has a great day.
Take care.